message that God's laid on my heart is don't miss the gift. Do not miss the gift. I don't know if any of you have ever had this happen, but just before Christmas, you begin to gather up those things that you've hid in the house somewhere to be able to wrap it, put the name on it. Then all of a sudden you thought, didn't we buy this? Yeah. Where did you hide it? I don't remember. Then sometimes you have those people in your house that will turn the house completely upside down to find it. And still not found it. Until after Christmas, you had bought a second one, doing cleanup, and there it was. Don't miss the gift. When you're given a gift, I was thinking about this when Tom and Janie gave a gift to Kaylee this week. Got it home, and I said, Tom and Janie said, you can open this whenever you want to. What do you think her want to was? Johnny on the spot, paper flying. When you're given a gift, you don't just set it aside and say, later. Some people can't wait to open their gifts. They ask the question, can I open it now? We've heard that a few times, so have you. An indescribable gift has been given to everyone, so I would ask you, please, don't miss the gift. In John 3:16, an all-familiar verse, if you would, recite it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have. Amen. Amen. Father, as we share your message, I humbly come before you, God, and realize my words have no power, but yours does. I'm limited, but you're not. God, I pray that this morning that our hearts and souls are open to hear from you about the gift, the greatest gift of all time. And then once we receive it, may you speak to us as to what we're to do with it. In Jesus' name, amen. You can't buy it. You can't perform good enough to get it. You can't use a gift card to redeem it. Emmanuel, God with us. Do you think about that for a moment? God came to dwell among us. What love that is, that Jesus Christ came to serve and sacrifice his life so that you and I can have eternal life with God in a personal relationship with him. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus came to express God's love for you and I. For God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Praise be to God. His presence to us. The presence under the tree are fine, but his presence within our heart and soul is so much more exciting and so much more of joy. God's presence with us demonstrate how much he does love us. If you would, turn to Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And there in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were so afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We can read that, but can we really get the magnitude and the significance of what took place there? A multitude of angels, shepherds. These guys have seen a thing or two, but it's mostly critters that's trying to kill their sheep. They'd probably seen some stars flying, but what took place there? These shepherds were so excited about. There was already a large crowd in Bethlehem. How did the shepherds know where to go to see Jesus? Angel God. The shepherds received an unexpected gift. They would have thought that the Messiah would have went to the hierarchies, that they would have been first. But the shepherds, watching their sheep on a normal night, had no idea that they were about to meet the Lamb of God, Emmanuel, God with us, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In verse 15, And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. The Lord made known to us. The Lord keeps speaking to us today, folks. I said the Lord keeps speaking to us today. But do we stop and listen? Or do we actually miss the gift? Are we too busy? Is there too much noise or too many voices? He still speaks to us today. The Lord is made known to them. The Lord is made known to us. They had no idea what was the event that they were going to be the first to be at. But they said to one another, because of the multitude of angels and the things that just took place in those verses we just read, they did not even change clothes. Now, what is going on? They didn't even go take a shower. They didn't clean up to go meet Emmanuel, God with us. So does that mean that you and I, when God makes known to us, does that mean that we're not supposed to clean up before we come to Him and say yes? Or is it once that we come to Him, He cleans us up? Hello. He is the one. Because it starts on the inside and works its way out. The world does just the opposite of that, folks. They want you to start on the outside and work it on the way in, which that don't work good. They came as they were, and they were inwardly changed forever. We're here today declaring to you the greatest gift you could ever receive. Verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them. Did they miss the gift? Not that day. You see what they did? They returned and started sharing the gift. They started telling other people about it. It was too good to keep. They wanted to share it with somebody else. When you receive a gift, a great gift, do you want to share it when you receive it with other people? Do you post it, text it, show others a picture of it? Because you have the opportunity to receive the gift, you want to glorify God and praise God for all that you see and have heard, what He's doing in your life, what He's made known to you. In Psalms, it talks about the joy of my salvation. Return unto me the joy of my salvation. And then I begin to think about that. Sometimes after we've accepted Christ as personal Savior and we get along through life, sometimes there are circumstances in life that steals our joy, and the gift of Christ, the gift of salvation, begins to fade because we've taken our eyes off of Jesus and we put our eyes on ourselves and the world. And God calls us to repent, which means turn around. It means turn around from where you're looking at the world and self, and turn around to Jesus and Jesus alone, and begin to walk with Him, talk with Him, and listen to what He has to say for you, and begin to get the joy that only He can offer you to live life abundantly. It's the joy in Christmas. And see, that joy that's in Christmas, it should be Christmas all year round. Hello. Wouldn't they really blow their minds if in February we're still going around saying, Merry Christmas? Let me go on. It should be Christmas all year round. The joy of Christmas. Because of Jesus Christ. Because of God sending His only begotten Son. Your past can be forgiven. You can have purpose for living, and you can have a home in heaven. That should be better than that. You have your past forgiven. You have a purpose for living, and you have a home in heaven. I knew y'all could do a little bit better than that, but I'll go on. Everlasting life with Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, if you would, please. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18. I want you to get this. That you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise be to His name. Now unto Him that is able to do what? Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to His power that worketh within us. Don't miss the gift. Don't miss the gift. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. Have you received the gift? And if you've received the gift, are you sharing with others about the gift, that they may open their hearts up and souls and receive the gift? I believe that we could have a vote here this morning and probably be 100%. Y'all think so? Even a Baptist church, we can have 100% agreeing. You got to participate, though. All right? Here we go. I believe this will take place 100%. How many of you want to go to heaven and spend eternity? All opposed? Anybody here want to go to hell and spend isolated in torment forever? Raise your hand. Don't scratch your nose just yet. All right. Nobody. We're 100%. Praise God. Amen. There's not enough time that we could just praise God. I want to spend some time just sharing with you something that S.M. Lockridge shared. Just a portion of what he said about our God. His promises are sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His love never ends. His mercy is everlasting. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy when you lean upon Him. His burden is light when you surrender to Him. He is Almighty God. He is wonderful. He is the best counselor that's 100% correct in His advice. He is the everlasting Father. Praise be to God. David said in the heavens, declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. My God is a sovereign God. No means of measure can define His limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring Him into visibility in the coastline and the shoreline supplies. No barrier can hinder Him from pouring out His blessings. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He is impartially powerful. He is the mighty God. Do you know Him today? He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He is irresistible. Well, you can't get Him out of your mind. You can't get Him out of your head. You can't outlive Him, and you can't live without Him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand Him, but they found only that they could not stop Him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in Him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill Him. Death couldn't handle Him. And the grave could not hold Him. That's my King. Is He yours today? Don't miss the gift. Don't miss the gift. Praise be to God for His infinite mercy and love for you and I. I'm telling you, He's a great King. I pray you know Him today. It's vital that you just don't know about Him. It's that you know Him personally. You can know about Him, you've heard about Him, you may have read about Him, but do you know Him personally? That is only through Jesus Christ as Lord that you can believe and confess in Him. I know a little bit about Evan Carter, baseball player from Elizabethan that won the World Series. I know a little bit about him, but I don't know him personally. I never ever spoke to him. But I have heard that he knows my King. Almighty God, everlasting Father, who created everything, loves you so very much that He sent Jesus. We so oftentimes miss the gravity of this event, God in flesh, to reveal to us the truth, reveal to us the way and the life. Nobody comes into the Father except through Jesus Christ. Do you know Him personally today? If not, maybe the Holy Spirit's speaking to you, asking you this morning to open up your heart, to believe and confess Him as Lord, and receive the free gift of salvation. And for those of you who do, have already done that, He's coming back to receive you. Let's work diligently to serve Him and to share about Him and use the gifts that He's given us. Would you open up your gift? It's being offered to you today. Would you open it up? Heads bowed and eyes closed. If you have a personal relationship with God, is it time for you to refocus on building a closer relationship with Him and repenting of some things that stepped in your way? Will you be willing to share that gift with somebody else? To confess Him to others? Jesus is given to you, and now it's up to you to open up your heart and receive that gift.